Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center has added new sapovirus and pseudorabies virus PCRs to its diagnostic assay catalog. First of all, what is SHIC's diagnostic assay catalog? Who makes use of it, and what information does it contain?
Well, the Swine Health Information Center is charged with monitoring for emerging diseases, for making sure we're prepared for emerging diseases as best we can, and that includes diagnostics. And so the catalog itself is a compilation of the various studies and diagnostic tests that the center has funded over the five-year period now. We keep compiling these things and putting them into this catalog. The reason we catalog them is because they aren't commonly used or thought of tests. It's not like this is a PERS PCR or a PED PCR. This is a sapovirus, and this may be a virus that's of interest in different areas or different diagnostic labs. The issue is that we don't want to miss something. So we put these tests in of the different kinds of diagnostic tests that diagnosticians could consider to use during a difficult case, and put them in the catalog such that we make sure that everybody knows that they're available. Those researchers that develop these tests for us have agreed to make them available to any diagnostic lab that asks. And so what we've done is we've compiled all of those that are available into one source so we can distribute that on diagnostic labs and diagnosticians. So if they have a case that they look at and go, I wonder if it could be this, then they have a way to get that test, that specific test, from somebody else. So we hope that it's a way to coordinate diagnostic tests, make sure that we're missing something that may be emerging.
What is sapovirus and what are the implications of this infection?
Sapovirus is an intestinal virus for young pigs. It can infect pig pre-weaning and cause a moderate amount of morbidity, a moderate amount of chronic diarrhea in pre-weaned pigs. It has low morbidity, so few die, but they do continue to be sick and have diarrhea for quite a while they are still nursing. The issue with sapovirus is that it then causes that infection, that previous infection, causes a loss of gain post-weaning. So it carries over into the post-weaning phase. And one of the things we want to do is try to use this type of PCR test that we've developed to do a better job of screening pre-weaning diarrheas to find out exactly if the sapovirus has a prominent role in pre-weaning diarrheas, how it works, where it works, and try to know more about it because, again, we want to make sure that we don't miss an emerging issue that we may be able to identify early and address.
What is pseudorabies and what are the implications of this infection?
Yeah, pseudorabies is a herpes virus. It's also known as Iseski's disease. It's a virus that can cause high loss in pre-weaned pigs. It can cause moderate losses, and I'm talking about mortality, moderate losses in finishing pigs. It can be chronically infect older pigs and be chronically shedded. Back in the 90s, the U.S. went through a pseudorabies eradication program, and so we want to make sure that what we have available is the current diagnostic such that we can detect that virus early should it get back here. It's not in the U.S. right now, and in the commercial pigs, and should it get into the commercial pigs, we want to make sure that we know quickly that we can find it.
How do these tests work and how accurate are they?
Well, the pseudorabies test that's been developed, it was in the CFIA lab in Winnipeg, Dr. Runa Embagala worked on this, and we're very fortunate to have that laboratory to help us with these kinds of questions. One of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that we were able to quickly differentiate the different types of pseudorabies viruses that are around the world. There's a very high pathogenic pseudorabies virus in China that is causing a lot of trouble in Asia and Southeast Asia. There's the classical pseudorabies virus that we've had in the U.S. that has been eradicated. And then there's the vaccine virus itself. And we want to make sure that we could differentiate should something pop up positive, that we could very quickly differentiate one kind from another. Because understanding what happened and the source of the virus is an important way of being able to address control and to be able to figure out the window of opportunity that got the virus into the country and how we can, what we need to do to stop it.
What is the significance or the importance of bringing these new PCR tests online and other additions to the diagnostic assay catalog?
Yeah, really what we're trying to do here, Bruce, is we're trying to kind of think out of the box a bit and to ask what if and look at the different things that are circulating that are possibilities. And they may not be anything. We may have an increase in diagnosis rather than an emerging disease. It may, there may be things that we find that are endemic and are widespread. And it's really not emerging. We're just finding them better. But without these new diagnostic tests that are pushing the envelope for diagnosticians, we may miss something that will be important and something that we need to address. So it's a way to look at the holistic health of swine, try to figure out what could come at us, be prepared with what could come at us through better diagnostics and early detection. And that's the whole effort here for the center. So we're trying to do a better job to make sure that we keep our pigs healthy in North America.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think both of these projects, Sapovirus and pseudorabies, is a good example of a collaboration. And the willingness for the diagnosticians, for the researchers to all address these issues. We've all got to work together on it. The center can provide the tests. If they just sit on the shelf somewhere, then that's not going to help anybody. The issue here is to make sure they're distributed, they're available, they're ready to go into a diagnostic lab when needed. And that's really the value of this. And put a lot of credit into the researchers and the diagnosticians that are willing to look at these different outside-the-box types of issues.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.